Stuff a couple stacks up in it, bitch, get on your feet. You make twice as much if you switch it up just to see. So you be's rich and famous, but he's just a guy to me. I feel like I'm King Kong, name still going ding dong. Two girls getting more money, and they don't rap, they sing songs. I stay with that pink gown, pink furs and them pink thongs. Boomed out if they blink wrong, big heart but don't think long.
All right, give money. No Days Off Entertainment TV, we in the building, 717-700, No Days Off 700. I said that I was going to do the review on the Nicki Minaj project, honestly, after I went through and I listened to it, it's super nuts. Like, I'm glad that we got the original Nicki Minaj back. I'm a huge Nicki Minaj fan. I like that her new project is more like based off of hip hop. And Barbie Dreams, I don't think that was a diss to anybody. If you go back and you listen to Biggie's Dreams of Fucking an R&B Bitch, it's just the same thing as Entertainment. He's talking about R&B bitches, blah, 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 blah. Then Little Kim has one, the Dreams of Fucking an R&B Nigga. It's the same type of thing. Like, she just goes in on the R&B dude. So what was interesting though, she didn't mention certain people. As far as the DJ Khaled thing, that wasn't this. If they're not speaking in reality, but it doesn't matter because DJ Khaled's still getting money. He's one of the greatest independent businessmen ever. So I'm cool with that. My favorite track on Nicki Minaj's album is with Eminem. I ain't gonna lie, that joint bangs. Like, the beat is super crazy. Everything is in line. Everything is in tune. LLC is crazy too. Some of the songs that she's singing on are like crazy. I didn't know that she can sing that good though. But the album definitely gets a 5. And if we're going for 10, then it gets a 10. Now, the issue with Cardi B, she definitely said it. She knows that she said it. You can clearly tell that she said it. I don't know what people are trying to change the word Barty to, but she clearly said Barty. I think that part is corny, though. I think that two female artists can exist at more than just one time. Like, I don't think that you should act like there only has to be one top female artist. There's really not, especially if you go into the underground music. Two Tone Twins are super dope. Like, there's other female artists out there that people love. You know what I mean? Like, I just listened to some Babs that was crazy. She even went in. Like, I listen to music. I just don't. Mainstream music doesn't dictate what I listen to. But there's a lot of mainstream artists that I do love, like Nicki Minaj. I think Cardi B's dope too. Mostly people around me are huge Cardi B fans. Cardi B is dope, but sometimes I don't think she comes across as clear as she should. So, but she's super dope and she earned all her shit. She's a boss, like, for real. She's a boss. I don't care how people look at it. Cardi B is definitely a boss. She made all that shit. So I followed her on Instagram for a while. I followed her on different social sites. I followed her on YouTube for a while. Cardi B started from the bottom. Like, that one video is my shit where she's standing in the red. She got the all red out in front of the store and all that. That shit's hard. But Nicki Minaj's Queen album, she definitely set the tone. Nicki's not fucking with it. Nicki Minaj is crazy with it, bro. Like, sheesh. She put out a better project than most people put out in like the last 2 years, honestly. The Queen album, lyrically and put together wise. Like, it's packaged well. All the songs are sound good. And I don't want to buy no fucking album that only got 8 tracks, 21 minutes, or whatever Kanye West is doing. That shit's whack. That's not hip hop. That shit's corny. You robbing the people. Be an artist, dog. Give us music. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're going to come right back with more music. No Days Off Entertainment TV ASAP.